Today on Real Radio.
The disciplines of a declining days, yes, our physical strength will wane, but the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. Listen, those of you who are growing older in Jesus, you are absolute gems and we need you.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his topical series called The Disciplines of Life, a collection of studies that applies scriptural principles to our lives as true disciples of Jesus. When we speak of aging, getting old, we often refer to it in negative terms. But older not only means more wisdom, but for the true believer, it means divine wisdom and greater sanctification, as pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs demonstrates in this presentation called The Discipline of Declining Days.
Think about this. The disciplines of decline actually begin in our early days, if you think about it, from the very beginning. I know this sounds silly, but it's true. Listen, a parent needs to get their child to eat those vegetables. You've got to learn how to eat vegetables. I hate them. Well, a little kid wouldn't say it like that. The little kid moves his face around, he pushes, he cries. Why? He doesn't like vegetables. But he's got to have them. For his kidneys to develop right, for his brain, for his skin, for his tissue, he's got to have fruit. He's got to have vegetables. She has got to have her, are you with me? Vitally important. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 12, now I'm going to ask you to look at the screen, watch this, and think about it spiritually. And while you look at that, I'll read this verse. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and there's no, and as the years draw to an end, you have no pleasure in them. Watch this little baby age before you. Imagine your spiritual life. When the scripture says to us, remember the days of your youth and in your youth, your Creator, your God, because the older days will come. The days when it's not so easy to get out of bed or get into bed will come. You'll lay awake all night tired and be up all day. When nothing is pleasurable, the Bible says. Somebody's life there in 60 seconds. And spiritually, you and I are doing the same thing. We're born into this world and the time clock begins and you are to be living your life for the glory of God. You're to be living your life for Christ. The Bible tells us again in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season. There's a time and a purpose under heaven. Listen to this. Solomon wrote this. Wisest man that ever lived. Listen to him. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. That's life. Number one, church, jot it down tonight. What can we learn in this brief time together in the disciplines of life and the disciplines of decline? Number one, for each and every one of us, no matter how young we might be or how old we might be tonight in this sanctuary, it's the days of declining strength. Write that down. The days of declining strength. And obviously, I'm speaking about physical strength, yes. But listen, you and I can be so caught up with the days of declining strength. This morning early, Lisa said, come on and do some stretching with me. I don't do stretching. And she had me do her little thing, and I'm telling you right now, I'm sore. I can bench press more than my wife, but I can't stretch. I can't do that. I can't. And she says, oh, do this and do that. And I'm, hey, wait, slow down. I'm 2 years older than you are. There's a time when physical strength begins to wane. And listen, you young people, enjoy yourself now. But there's going to come a time with what you eat and how you invest your physical energies. It's going to matter. It will catch up to you. Look at Mick Jagger. It caught up to him. And you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says. Paul told the church at Corinth that the Holy Spirit dwells within you as a believer. And you need to present your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, he told the church at Rome. And then he again tells the church at Corinth, don't you know that the Spirit of God dwells in you and you've been bought at a price? Therefore, glorify God with your body? Your body. This physical thing is to be used for the honor of God. And yes, you and I live in days of declining strength with every year that passes, but those days are to be met. Write this down, jot it down. You're going to need it. It's going to fight off depression. In the days of declining strength, those days are to be met by you and I with the eyes of greater vision. Are you getting older? Stay tuned. Pull out a piece of paper and a pencil. Begin to pray and watch God give you vision. Corporate, creative, spiritual vision should never die of old age. The more seasoned a leader becomes or a Christian becomes, the greater the vision is available to share. Think about that. Declining strength doesn't mean it's the end. Are you, in a sense, tonight saying, well, you know, Jack, I've been around ministry a long time, been a Christian a long time, and what? What are you doing? You're hanging up your Bible? Are you retiring? What? No. More than ever. If you find yourself tonight, as we'll read in a moment, having gray hair, that doesn't mean you're supposed to retire from ministry. It may be that you retire from DuPont or Ford Motor Company, but it doesn't mean that you retire from ministry as a Christian. There's a lot of awesome stuff the Bible talks about regarding the Lord using old guys. It's encouraging. It really is. I just marked down a few of them. Noah, Abraham, Joseph. Man, when Pharaoh saw Joseph, he said, first he saw Joseph and he said, how old are you? Moses. God didn't even start using Moses for realsies until he's about 80. It's amazing. And then what about Daniel? Daniel's pretty cool because God starts using Daniel from the earliest ages all the way through to the end of his old life. Daniel, what an amazing man of God. Daniel got old throughout the Bible. Following God. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour out my Holy Spirit on all flesh. And he goes on to say, and your young men shall see visions. Listen, and your old men, and I'm sure that applies to ladies too, shall dream. And the word in Greek means divinely inspired dreams. Isn't that a great word? Divinely inspired dreams. Old men shall dream divinely inspired dreams. Why? For what reason? For ministry, my friend. Listen, I challenge you tonight. Are you 50 and above? Maybe God's just getting ready to use you. Oh, I can hardly move. You can pray. Samuel prayed in his old age. In fact, it's argued that Samuel got more done in his old age, in, quote, retirement, than he did in his ministry years. But there's a stillness that comes with years. There's a sweetness to it. And I want you to join with me in praying this prayer. I pray it every day. Lord, please keep me usable. That's a prayer. That's the most profound prayer that I've ever prayed. In my opinion, that wraps it all up. Lord, keep me usable. That means he's going to keep me pure. That means he's going to keep me in prayer. That means he's going to keep me in the word. That means he's going to keep me in fellowship with you. Lord, keep me usable. Think about what that means. Keep me usable. Keep me discerning. Keep me on track. Keep me, Lord. It's comforting. In Luke chapter 2, verse 25, the Bible tells us there, and behold, There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Remember him in the Christmas story? And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. That means waiting for the Messiah. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. For it had been revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And so he came by the Spirit into the temple. I love that. This old man is being led by God, and he goes into the temple, and he's waiting. He's got a sense of expectation. He's waiting, and he sees Jesus being brought to the temple. On the eighth day, he's going to be circumcised, and Joseph and Mary bring him. And that man goes on to say, Lord, let your servant now depart in peace. Time for me to go. I'm coming home, sweet Jesus. I just saw the Messiah. What a tremendous thing. God uses old people. If you're an old person tonight and you're not being used by God, I'm going to ask you, why not? Oh, don't sit around and wait for the young people to do it. They're sitting around waiting for somebody else to do it. Everybody's looking at one another. When we take, we need 200 people to sign up for this thing to tear down or set up. Come on, be honest. Doesn't everybody in the room think that the person next to them is going to sign up? And nobody signs up because they think the other guy's going to sign up. Hey, man, listen, and I'm very, very vested in this. As we get older in this church, we need to show the younger people how to do it. We need to lead the way. We need to be more like Caleb. You ever read about Caleb in the Bible? Caleb's out there. He's got his old gray beard. And can you see? I kind of grew this for tonight. Did you see this? Huh? Can you? No? Nothing? Caleb comes out there and, hey, come on. Where, those old Philistines, give them to me. I'll take them on. Amazing. We don't have to give up. The disciplines of a declining days, yes, our physical strength will wane. But the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. Listen, those of you who are growing older in Jesus, you are absolute gems and we need you. And the younger people need you. So many of our children are growing up today without parents, without grandparents, and they need grandmas and grandpas in the faith. You want to start a ministry that has a tremendous need? It's getting spiritual grandmas and grandpas to talk to their spiritual granddaughters and grandsons in this church. Too many kids have no parents and no grandparents in their lives. That's a tremendous loss. I know what I'm talking about. I had no grandparents in my life. And then I see people who do. What an amazing thing. You know what's cool about that? Grandma and grandpa, they're like God to that little kid. And it should be that way, as long as grandma and grandpa is pointing them to the Lord. Because grandma and grandpa, they have huge power and influence. Oh, don't listen to your dad. This is what he's... Just come with me. Let's go get an ice cream cone. Come on, let's go. Right? I mean, that's what happens. It's cool and all that kind of stuff. Very much so. Number two, listen, the disciplines of declining days, it's not only physical strength, and we don't need to think that God's given up on us because we are not as physically strong. No, no, no. Second thing is, it's the days of declining responsibilities, and don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. Those days are to be met with the hands of increased delegation, to delegate things out. Listen, this is very, very important. Wisdom and experience cannot be gotten with a PhD. Only PhDs are fooled by that. I'm not making fun of your education. Go get smart. Just get wise. And here's what happens. Wisdom and experience is how you stay alive. And you can have a PhD or a master's or a doctorate or whatever it is, but it doesn't matter until you lived it out. You've got to live it out. A planned, systematic handing of the baton is what's needed today in the church and in family and in life. And as responsibilities decline in your life as you get older, don't panic. A lot of people freak. You know this. As people get older, listen, the phone doesn't ring as much. They're not in demand anymore. They're not getting as many emails. Maybe people are not visiting or coming by anymore. People without Jesus absolutely have a meltdown over this. They come into the retirement age and they begin to absolutely panic because all of a sudden, life seems to be over. I just saw, maybe you saw it too, a couple weeks ago, an interview that was done by some channel with former First Lady Laura Bush. And they were talking to her about that, and they asked her, how is Mr. President handling no longer being president? And she said it was very hard for him. Listen to this. Can you imagine? She said, on one day, he's receiving phone calls from world leaders, and that's how it was for 8 years. Every day, there was a new crisis, there was a new issue, there was some head of state, there was some king, there was some queen on the phone waiting to talk to the president. And then she said, one day after the election, she said, our phone didn't ring once. And she went on to say that she's doing fine with it, but George had to go out and cut some wood and take the dogs on a walk, and he drove around the property in his pickup truck, trying to cope with it. Christian, listen, as responsibilities wane, spiritually, it begins to open up in a very powerful way. All it takes is a careful eye to watch and to learn. If you're in your 40s or your 50s, start now to develop an exit strategy. I mean this, for your life. For business, if you're in business, then develop now an exit strategy for your life. Whatever that thing may be. I don't care how difficult financial times are. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your heart and your head. Vitally important. For business, ministry, sure. Your family, sons, daughters, for your husband, for your wife, develop an exit strategy. See, what do you mean by that? Begin to live your life in such a way that, you know what, you're not going to be here forever. So what you want to leave behind is really going to matter. And I got news for you. It's not going to be some palace or some gold bullion bricks that you bought from one of these constant commercials. Your kids are going to care less. Your husband and your wife will care less. It will be the legacy that you leave behind. Amen. It's not the stuff. It's the love. It's the relationship. It's the interaction. That song, Cats in the Cradle in the Silver Spoon, and that's about all I know of the song. What a huge, depressing song of regret. The man didn't have any time for his son. Dad's trying to make a living. Dad gets old in the waning years, declining responsibilities. And the son now, who's developed his own life, has no time for his father. It's a horrible cycle, unless it's broken. And Jesus breaks it, by the way. But listen, the more a man or a woman achieves in this life, the more difficulty they have in letting go. There's a human tendency to hang on to things longer than what the Lord would have us to hold on them to. We need to let things go. We can get lost in what we've accomplished in life. And here's a dangerous thing. We can begin to see men are very, very prone to this. It's dangerous. You begin to see that the things that you've either acquired or achieved becomes your personality and your identity. That's me. That is not you. Oh, look what, like Nebuchadnezzar, look at this kingdom I've built. God gave it to you, man. Oh, I did it myself. You did nothing yourself. God gave you the ability to have a brain and to think and to do what you do. All glory belongs to him. And remember, mind you, he can take it away in 1 second. The days when responsibilities begin to decline and maybe we're not so much in demand anymore. What do? We begin to delegate things to people and handing that baton. And it may not be a good feeling to realize that your face is either not on the letterhead or on the desk any longer. Or maybe there's somebody, you know, in your family's life that's more prominent than you. That's normal life. You need to cope with that. You need to deal with that. But understand this, you have got a lot to give away. Amen. You can sit them down, you can talk to them. And boy, listen, this needs to be said. I don't see this very often, but once is enough. When you see somebody grow older and in their life as a Christian, instead of handling life, their life, biblically, they come to the end of days in their lives and they've been bitter, critical, sarcastic, and rude, and nobody wants to be around them, and that's a tragedy because God has invested so much in your life and He wants to do so much with you, but your grandkids don't want anything to do with you. Your kids don't want anything to do with you. It's a sad thing. That doesn't have to be that way. And if that's you tonight, you change that now while you have time. You change that now. Because listen, in the years of declining responsibilities, it means that we have time. And we have time now to invest in other people's lives. That's why, listen, the world is not throwing us a curveball. God is giving us opportunity. I hope I don't embarrass them, but I have them right here in my notes. On Wednesdays, one of the ushers that serve here on Wednesdays, at last count, I think he's 83, World War II veteran, Bob Baker, serves, always praying, always encouraging me, prays for you, doesn't even know you by name, prays for you. And serves as an usher, 83 years of age or more. And then I think of a woman who's been with us since this church started, 20 years. Since the home Bible study, Catherine Hazelrig. She's in her mid-80s. She serves all over this church. You can't hold her back. She came to my house recently with a little note thing to encourage me. What kind of a price tag do you put on encouragement? You can't buy that. Number three, the disciplines of declining days, opportunities. The days of declining opportunities, yeah, I guess so, sure. Looks that way. Seems that way in one chapter of your life, but those days are to be met with the joy of passing on the mantle to other people. Eventually, as I said, the phone stops ringing, the emails drop off, fewer visitors stop by the house, or what's the danger to that? Temptation of loneliness could set in. My wife she grew up at Anaheim First Baptist Church. I remember her telling me that they used to have a bus or van or something that used to go around to people's house and pick up what's called the shut-ins and bring them to church. How cool would that be? You know anybody who is shut in? They don't get out. Hey, what if you target them? And you say, hey, you know what? How you doing? I live a couple doors down, and I don't know. You may think I'm crazy, but I go to church every Sunday, and then, you know, we go get a bite to eat afterward. You want to come next week?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a presentation called The Discipline of Declining Days, an examination of the scriptural worldview on gaining in years, as well as the wisdom that only comes from above. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called The Disciplines of Life, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. By the way, remember to visit realradioactive.org and click the banner Words to the Wise. Words to the Wise is Pastor Jack's devotional, which you can read online with just a point and a click, including archived Words to the Wise. And if you'd like, you can sign up to receive them via email. Here's an example of a quick thank you from a subscriber to Words to the Wise. Pastor Jack, thank you for sharing your Words to the Wise. I have been encouraged and reminded to focus daily on His goodness. I know that's what gets me through the trials of life. I am blessed to have a pastor who is on fire for the Lord and who tells it like it is. Thank you for your boldness and courage to speak the truth in His name. May your day be blessed. In His love. And it's signed Lena. Well, thank you, Lena. Again, if you want to receive Words to the Wise via email, visit realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, and click the rotating banner Words to the Wise. Our telephone number, 877 RR Radio, 877-RR Radio. And of course, all of our contact information can always be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.